We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Umate. It's Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. On Monday, the City of Urbana held a Cunningham Township Board meeting. At this meeting, Cunningham Township Supervisor Danielle Shinoweth provided updates on the township's upcoming temporary winter shelter for men. The future shelter will be overnight only and include 100 cots. The shelter seeks to accommodate unhoused individuals in Champaign County identified by Shinoweth and her team.
As of November 4th, 82 residents unsheltered, like not even with strides being at capacity and all shelters full that we're aware of.
Additionally, the shelter will have a strict no-drug policy, will not allow police or hospital drop-offs, and will exclude registered sex offenders from using the facility. When the board meeting opened up to questions, Ward 4 Councilmember Jaya Colasetti emphasized the importance of the work Shinoweth and her team are doing.
Sometimes in these conversations, we hear really problematic messages of, you know, oh, people come because we have the resources. And I just want to reinforce this, what you said earlier, of the need for housing is exploding. And the reason we don't have more members of our community dying every year is because of your work and your team's work.
There will be an open house at the Future Shelters location at 109 East Park Street Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. where community members can speak to the shelter staff. Looking at updates at the state level, Secretary of State Alexi Janulius announced yesterday that Illinois residents can now add their Illinois-issued driver's license or state ID to their Apple Wallet starting today. This new form of digital convenience allows residents to present their ID at select businesses and organizations, restaurants, online, or at TSA checkpoints without pulling out their physical card. Janulius stated that, quote, "This launch brings together security, privacy, and convenience in a way that will make life easier for millions of people," end quote. While this feature is currently only available for iPhone users, the Illinois Mobile ID program will soon expand to other devices. Illinois residents are still highly encouraged to carry around their physical state ID, as this is not a replacement. For more information, visit ilsos.gov. Coming back to the university, last Thursday, the University of Illinois Board of Trustees approved the UI Systems administrative request for a 10.9% increase in operating and capital appropriations from the State General Assembly. This request was to the Illinois Board of Higher Education, with changes appearing in the fiscal year beginning July 1st. This monetary request of 10.9% would increase their current funding of $729.9 million by $79.4 million for a total of $809.3 million. The request comes out of the need to support students and academic programs as numbers continue to rise throughout the system, which in turn will further support Illinois' economy as a whole. The UI system has over 101,000 students and 30,000 employees, making it the largest public university system in all of Illinois. Awarding over 28,000 degrees every year, this system is a major contributor to Illinois' economy. Along with this financial increase, the board also approved the planning for two new buildings in the Illinois Quantum and Microelectronics Park, the National Quantum Facility and Quantum Works. For more information on these changes, visit news.uillinois.edu. As Thanksgiving approaches, this week, Heartstrong Meals will be starting its 2025 Thanksgiving Big Give event. The community-funded event will distribute 2,000 free meal kits to local families in need. Each meal kit includes turkey or turkey breast, holiday sides, fresh produce, and pantry staples. Families in need can register for a 30-minute pickup window on Heartstrong's online registration form. For families with mobility or transportation challenges, limited delivery options are available. The meal will be distributed Saturday at Quest United Methodist Church. However, preparation, packing, and logistics will run from November 20th to the 22nd. The group is still looking for volunteers to help with meal packing, food labeling, organization, pickup day distribution, deliveries, and cleanup and teardown. For more information or to sign up as a volunteer, go to Heartstrong Food Pantry on Facebook or email info@heartstrong.org. And if you're itching for something to celebrate before Thanksgiving arrives, learn the story of how the Wicked Witch got her name by watching the re-release of Wicked at AMC Champaign 13 tonight at 7 p.m. Based on the Broadway musical, Wicked follows Elphaba Thropp, a green-skinned outcast, and Glinda Upland, a bubbly, ambitious sweetheart. Watch as their tumultuous relationship blossoms into a passionate friendship, something that would change their lives for good. The movie musical features iconic numbers like Popular, Dancing Through Life, Defying Gravity, and more. But that's simply part one. In part two, watch as the two friends have to choose between listening to their hearts or their brains. Filled with action, love, and betrayal, the rest of the story is a must-watch. Witness the epic conclusion in Champaign's AMC by getting tickets to the premium early access showing of Wicked for Good, starting today. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sean Farnsley, Olivia Reblon, Sophie Vansaggi, JJ Grishnick Parsons, and Kyler Bowie. From WPGU News, this has been Uma Tay.